listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Amanda, here with my friend and colleague and podcasting partner, Tim Tarantine. He spoke with one of the best in the field of site consulting this week. So Tim, tell us about your conversation.
Sure, Amanda. I got the opportunity to sit down and talk with Brent Pelina of Pelina Corporate Real Estate. Brent comes to our interview with extensive experience and knowledge in real estate consulting. So Brent assists clients with everything from real estate financial analysis. He does lease and buy analysis, sale and lease backs, you name it. In the world of corporate real estate, Pelina Corporate Real Estate has handled it. Brent is a second generation corporate real estate site selector. They do amazing work nationally. And the amazing thing to me about their business is this release of the top 10 pro business states, that Pelina Corporate Report. Well, in this interview, Brent actually announces to us that it's coming out. And so economic developers and site selectors all over the United States and the world are looking forward to that report. So sit back, relax, enjoy the conversation with Brent Pelina. You'll learn just as much as I did, if not more.
Brent, thank you for joining us today. So happy to have you on the call. I want to get started right at the beginning. Our listening audience wants to know more about you. So tell us three things everybody should know about Brent Pelina.
Well, I've been in the site selection business now for 15 years. I joined Pelina Corporate Real Estate right out of law school. It was my family business, and now after 15 years, my father has retired, and now I am the president of Pelina Corporate Real Estate. Another thing that I've really been spearheading for most of my time here is we are about to finish up our 12th annual Pelina Corporate Top 10 Pro Business States report, which has been a fantastic resource for the entire industry for a while now, and we're really happy to finally get this thing done for this year.
Can you give us any hints as to anything new on that report?
No, we can't say anything.
I had to ask. You know that, don't you?
Everyone does.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you're sticking to your guns. So obviously, you came into this business as another generation of people in site selection. So tell us about an inside secret. Is everybody has something that they pay attention to as they're looking at projects or assessing whether or not it's the right site or the right place. Is there one of those kind of inside secrets that maybe people wouldn't even think about in site selection or in the process? Tell us about what you look at.
Well, I can't necessarily say that there's any sort of inside secrets, because at this point, pretty much everyone's written an article about some sort of secret, so there's not a whole lot many left. But I think one of the insights that I would have to say is, and this is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that most communities are fairly similar to each other. Every community likes to seem to think that they are unique and they're special for all of these reasons, but when you look at the country as a whole, we really are in a fairly great place to do business. Not everyone is quite as special as they would like to believe, but sure, there are certainly quite a few locations out there that do have a few really interesting characteristics, and those are the ones that site selectors are always out there looking for, and finding the right match of a company to fit those right characteristics is the real trick behind site selection.
Sure. And many of your colleagues have reported to me on this podcast, and I think it's really more of a, you know, site elimination process than a site selection process for that very reason that you spoke of.
Very true. It is definitely more of an elimination, and I guess you could say like a survivor contest, than it is trying to find the needle in the haystack.
So with that in mind, you know, economic developers and certainly our listening audience, they're always trying to learn new ways or different ways to market their communities to people like you. So which marketing strategies really work for you? Like when you receive information, when you receive marketing, which are the ones that grab your attention and make you consider the information?
I think the marketing approaches that seem to have been consistently working the best over the last few years, and keep in mind, this is constantly evolving. based on new ideas and the maturing of the entire industry. But the things that I have seen the best are when you have local organizations pooling their resources into regional organizations, and then those regional organizations going out and representing the entire region by finding good salespeople who will go out and meet with site selectors like myself, as well as corporations, and firm long-term personal relationships with them, so that when I have a potential project, I have this relationship that I can pull on. And because people have pooled their resources, the chances that one of those communities in that region might work are better than if each individual community were to come to me and try and market to me individually. That is what has consistently been the best. Pooling your resources, having impersonal meetings, and building those long-term personal contacts is certainly better than any sort of advertising buy that they might do in a magazine or slick production video or something like that.
So to that end, knowing what works for these communities and knowing that all economic development budgets are not created equal, for those who see themselves as having limited financial resources, where should the biggest bang for their buck go in terms of investments in a good, strong attraction effort or in their marketing efforts? Where do they win?
This is something that I've thought about a lot over the years. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've come to realize is that if you are a community with very limited resources, by far the best place to spend those resources is in hiring the right economic development individual for a community. If you have the wrong individual, no matter how much money you spend on things, you're never going to have the kind of results that you want. If you get the right individual, that individual can do an awful lot with limited resources because they know what they're doing. They're going to take advantage of the opportunities that they have, and that knowledge and ability to get things done can work with limited resources. But if you just spend your resources on building an industrial park, but you don't have anyone to market it, or you don't have anyone to tell you how to build it, you're just sort of wasting your money. So by far, in the end, when it all comes down to is having the right individual to represent your community, that'll do more for you than anything else. And that's where you really should be spending your money from step one.
Just getting the right talent in the right seats, right? Doing the work they're great at doing. I agree with you 1,000%. And I think it's the cornerstone for being a great economic development organization. So another question I'd love to ask, how do you define success today? And I'm sure that the answer might be different than it was even, 10 years ago? But I'm curious to know, you know, with all the changes in the economy and in business, how are you defining success today?
The way I really define my success, first, I define my personal success as having a full business load.
Right.
If I'm busy, I'm going to be successful. But the way I look at success from my client's perspective is that I'm able to go out and I'm able to find them a location in a place where they aren't just going to be able to be happy for the next year or two, and they're not just going to be able to accomplish their immediate goals, but that location is going to be so good for them that they are going to want to do their expansions there in the future, that they are going to be able to get up in operation, run smoothly. They're going to feel like they're part of that community. When there's issues that arise, the community is just going to be a good fit for them and they're going to work with them. I want to make my companies happy long term. And that's really how I gauge my success of these projects. It's not just a 5-year window I'm trying to look at. It's a 10-year window I'm trying to look at. Because if you find them the right place, that's what happens. If you find them the wrong place, then they're going to want to move and you didn't do your job quite right. Or they made the wrong decision based on the information you provided to them.
Sure. So as a point leader in your company, I'm interested to know what you've been learning. What is one of those leadership lessons that you learn that you could pass on to our listening audience or to others who may be interested in this idea of site selection and economic development?
One thing that I've come to the conclusion of over the years is that in site selection and economic development on both sides, whether you're working for the communities or you're working for the companies, if there's one thing that I could say that every really, truly successful site selector or economic developer is they're a salesperson.
Yeah.
You have to be a salesperson if you're going to be successful in this. I know there's a lot of people who get into this industry and they say, oh, I want to run these big studies and I want to do this and I want to look at all this data and all. But if they don't understand the fact that in the end, not only are they a project manager, but they're also a salesperson, they're never truly going to be successful and they're never truly going to be happy. It's the people who can sell and do that. Those are the exceptional people. Those are the people that everybody hears about. Those are the people that end up running the large organizations, and they do a very good job. Because if you're not constantly out selling your abilities, your community, your ability to find the right location for people, you're constantly selling from step one all the way to the final step. And I think people who get into it and they don't want to sell, those are the people who are just getting into the wrong industry, and they're never going to be happy where they are.
That's absolutely right. All right, I'm going to get you out of here on this question. And this is a leadership question, right? If you had a room full of economic developers, and I know that you have rooms full of them from time to time, and you could deliver one message to them, what would you tell those economic developers?
I'd say that as far as economic development is concerned, is that you always have to be looking over your shoulder. You can never really become complacent. You always have to be looking and keeping an eye out on what everybody else is doing, because they're doing that to you. This business is constantly evolving. Some of us forget that it's only a few decades old at this point. And so we're still a fairly young industry, and we're on our second generation, at this point, of site selectors and economic developers. But it's constantly evolving, and people are still trying to figure this out. So you never stop innovating, never stop learning, never stop talking to your colleagues and trying to figure out what they're doing that's helping them be successful. Because if you have something today that's successful, the odds are that that same technique isn't going to be successful in another decade or so, because the industry is changing so much. So getting out there, talking to other people, and going to conferences and just sharing ideas is probably one of the keys to long-term success.
I truly appreciate your time today. You're always so knowledgeable and so willing to share what it is you've learned, and I really appreciate it. Secondly, congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants. And of course, we hope to see your work continue as we move forward. Good luck to you in the future.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very honored to receive this.
Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.